present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Dave Lee, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello there. Let's go straight now into the first round, which is a singing relay. This is the round where members of each team sing a song taking alternate words. If you get through the song, I shall make you do it again faster. If you stop in the middle of it, I shall make you do it again faster. Now, Barry and Graham, your song is What a Little Moonlight Can Do. What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Dave Lee.
What a little moonlight can do.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love. Your heart's a flutter and all day long. You only start her
'cause
your poor tongue will not utter the words I love.
Oh, two in a row.
Two in a row from you, Barry. So will you start again and do it very, very quickly?
Entirely synced.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What a little moonlight can do to you.
I'll give you three for that.
Three.
For a good effort. Now, Bill and Tim, here's your song. It's the Abba Dabba Honeymoon.
Oh, no.
Abba Dabba 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 Dab, said the chimpy to the monk. Abba Dabba 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 Dab, said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away. All day long they were happy and gay. Swinging and singing in bed.
Hunky
chunky
away.
Dabba, 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 dabba,
dabba,
dab means monk.
I love you,
but
you.
Dabba,
dabba,
dab in monkey.
Tonk
means
chimp.
I love you.
Puny. Well, Darwin was wrong.
You beat Dave Lee, so I'll give you two marks there.
Don't argue with that.
Level pecking at don't four. And this is where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program. This is in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving late at the television ball. The television ball. And while you're thinking, we'll go on to the next round. And this one
Mr. and Mrs.
is called commentary. This round is where each team improvises a commentary to an event which I shall give you. Oh. Right, Barry and Graham, the event which I would like you to give us a thrilling commentary to is grooming a Shetland pony.
The sun dappling through the trees makes a beautiful setting for the Shetland pony grooming. The Shetland ponies come on at the gasometer and now being led in, the grooming's about to commence, and taking my life in my hands, I hand over now to Eddie.
Oh, yeah. well, now, she's bringing out the brush. Now, she's got the brush, and I might say at this point, she's quite a lousy bitch. She has brush, and the pony's a great winner. And the diamond, she and the pony are best of friends, and the showers afterwards, but here she goes. And she takes brush in her right hand, and I can't quite see. I'm unsighted here.
What have you I'll give you 5 marks for that. And Tim and Bill, it's yours now. And your event...
I don't think we need bother with them.
Is no, no. Formality. No.
Doing a piece of raffia work.
At home, I'm waiting. It's a beautiful sunny day at the moment, and any minute now they're going to be off. It's we're waiting for the 3:30 basket making race, and I can see them going up to the post now. There's Mrs. Smith and Mrs. Jones. We're going to got two, only got two competitors in this raffia making race, this basket making race, and the starter's raising his flag, and they're off, and Mrs. Jones, she's got a piece of torch. She's got a piece of torch. She's going to weave it in. No, she isn't. No, she is. Yes, she is. She's got a piece of torch. She's coming up to the first weave now. She's coming up to the first weave. She's almost over the first basket. She's going to get the first basket in, yes, she is. And over to you, Tim.
Well, I wasn't awake, so I'm about to hand it back to you, Eddie.
Ah, well, yes, Smith's got the first bit of him. She's going to come over here. She's going to get the weaving side. She's going to get the weaving side. She's going to get the weaving
side. I can get a bit of you now, because they're coming in straight. There's the red out here, the name. There's the blue out here. There's the red out here.
Very good. Excellent. 5 marks also for you, but
excellent.
Less
excellent.
One for breaking BBC well property. So that makes Bill and Tim 8 marks at the moment, and Barry and Graham just a little bit ahead with 9. Now, we have our blues round, which will be familiar to listeners at home, but don't go away. For this round, I'm going to ask the members of each team to improvise a 4-line blues, taking alternate lines, and of course the other team provides them with the subject. Barry and Graham, will you give Tim and Bill their subject for a blues?
Oh, our subject. Yes. Non-stick saucepan.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You've got 5 seconds to reconsider that.
Dave Lee will provide the introduction.
What? The non-stick
saucepan
blues.
Take it away.
It's been done a bit, hasn't it, this one? It's an old one. Yeah. I remember.
Oh, if I can remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, I woke up this morning.
That's how he starts.
Complaining about my non-stick saucepan.
Oh, did you?
Sorry, Bill.
Because yeah. It was stuck upon my head.
Well, was it really?
Yes.
Tell us about
it. So I leapt onto my horse man.
I rode over to my granny.
And she said, get stuffed! Because she was rather a coarse gran.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
No, no!
By no means.
No, I'm sorry, we can only give you 2 for that. But as the maximum mark is 1, you've done pretty well.
Right.
Now, Tim and Bill, it's your turn to give Barry and Graham their subject for a blues.
I don't wish to swear, but your subject is Alf Ramsey.
Well, I know you were bitter about the non-stick saucepan, but how can I start?
By changing your team, lad.
You hear that?
Rodney!
Buffy should be there.
This time around. Thank you for noting.
Woke up in the morning.
Hello, Walter.
And the telephone goes. And it was Sir Alf Ramsey telling me I've been chose.
You have been.
I've been chose.
You've been chose.
To play for England. Hell, he couldn't even pick his own nose.
Yes, you win that one, Barry and Graham. 3 marks for you there. We hurry on to the next round, which is the round called Sound Charades. One team has to guess the title of a book, play, or whatever, from the noises made by a member of the opposing team. Now, we're going to start with Barry and Graham. What is your title? Is it a play, a film, or what?
It's the film.
A film.
Our first one. A film.
Their first one is a film.
Yes.
Now, while they're getting ready to do this, our mystery voice will be telling those of you listening at home what the title is. Here it is now.
and the title is The Wild Bunch. The Wild Bunch.
Right. Barry and Graham, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready as we'll ever be.
Yes, ever will be, yes.
All right, well, let's have your charade.
No.
The French command.
Yes, we have some bananas.
That's it.
Can you take that word by word?
Is that...
Yes.
Do we know how many words, Ralph?
How many words, please? Does... Have a number of words.
There are three words, including the definite article.
Which article is that?
The.
That's what you've got to guess.
Well, that's definite, yes. The!
The musical the... banana.
Well,
no.
Close.
The,
Angry banana. The...
Close.
Thank you.
Angry's.
The Cross Banana.
No,
can you
go,
see that?
No.
It's a very good film, that. The Cross Banana. It's another Hampstead angry... classic this week. It's very good.
Were we right on Angry? It was Angry, right?
Yes. The Clockwork Banana.
Yes.
No, no, that's close.
The Angry
Yes-ish.
No.
The Angry. The Growling. The Growling. The Cross. The Angry. Animal. Animal. Wild Animal. Wild Banana! Oh, of course! Oh. All right, how many do we get for that?
Yes, they probably got it wrong.
That's
on the card.
Yes, we have no bananas.
I don't
we have no
is.
Bananas.
Not what we
today.
Sang it. Wild, not what we sang. Not what
we
sang.
We have bananas.
Well, yes, we sang that.
The Wild Ape. The Planet of the Wild Apes.
I don't think
a Wild Bunch.
I've never even heard of it.
Never heard of it. No, I have not.
You have to lose marks for having taken several days to get that. So
we had to go and
for
see
that.
It before.
And Bill and Tim, it's your turn to do a charade now. Is yours a book, film, or what?
Book and film.
Book and film.
Book and film.
There's a clue.
And we're going
right. Well, here again, I missed your voice giving you at home the title.
Which is Portnoy's Complaint. Portnoy's Complaint.
Now, this is...
I'll tell you something. That's whatever we do, the audience is going to be disappointed.
This is two words.
What else is new?
Pardon?
This is two words. I'm going to keep my finger on my buzzer, and that's not a clue.
Better safe than
sorry. Might be.
Okay, first word.
Right.
First word coming up.
Anchor away!
Second word.
Hey, Ruff! Hey, Ruff!
Is that it? Is that it?
Yes.
That's the first and second word you've had.
Only two words involved.
Yes.
There are two words.
No definite articles.
Can we have the second word again?
I think you should
give second word.
Shouldn't you do one for the whole title?
Oh, no, the whole title.
Not on a family show.
All right. The whole thing is...
Hey, rep.
Yeah.
We was robbed.
Hoots.
Yes.
I fell over my own teeth.
Hoots.
By Barry and Graham.
Hoot appeal.
Hoot appeal. Fog.
Fog.
Siren.
Yes.
Siren.
Horn.
Horn.
Hoghorn.
No.
Hoghorn.
The horned prow.
The ship prow.
Ship. Prow.
Prow.
Is prow the nearer?
Horn pipe.
No.
Starboard.
Port. I don't mind if I do.
Port.
I said that. Sorry. I get a point for that. Guess the
word. Port and lemon. No.
Port.
Port. Hoot.
Port.
Port. Port. Port. Port. Horn.
What port, are noise. We doing?
Port.
But how about the second word?
How? Portnoy's appeal.
Yes, very close.
Portnoy's Abatement Society. No.
Very close.
Well, that's a
very close. Yes.
That's near enough.
Portnoy's Complaint.
There.
Portnoy's Complaint. Now,
why you should complain? I don't know.
Score standing at 13 each. Lucky for some. And we go on now to the round, which is called McDonald's Funny Farm. In this round, a member of one team sings McDonald's Farm, while a member of the other team makes suitable noises for What's on the Farm, and vice versa. Now, Bill and Tim, you'll do the singing first, please, and Barry and Graham, you will make the noises.
Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a laughing turkey, E-I-E-I-O. With a... E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a sad cat, E-I-E-I-O. With a
oh dear meow,
here,
oh dear meow,
there, here,
oh dear meow,
there,
oh hell meow,
everywhere,
oh, oh meow,
with a here, a, there, here, there, everywhere,
oh God
bloody. Had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a tap dancing seal, E-I-E-I-O. With a here, here, everywhere. With a
oh dear meow,
here,
oh dear meow,
there,
here,
there,
oh, oh meow,
everywhere,
oh meow,
with a there, everywhere. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
I've got to give Barry and Graham five marks for that. This program ought to be on Radio 3. Now we go to Barry and Graham to do the singing and Bill and Tim to make the noises as required. Dave Lee, the introduction, please.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Thompson submachine gun Mark III 1937 model, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there,
an old one.
Here,
here a
there a everywhere a old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a car which wouldn't start, E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here a there, everywhere a
won't start.
And a and a here a there, here a there a everywhere a old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Easy one.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a bull with hay fever, E-I-E-I-O. With a there,
here,
there, a everywhere a here, there.
Will you give me the AA, please? Hello, could I have the AA, please?
And,
will you please put me... What do you mean you're busy? You can't possibly...
Yeah.
I want the AA. Look, my
everywhere
car
up.
Oh, well, and, I'll say to you.
Here. There. Here. There. Everywhere up. MacDonald had a farm.
Bill and Tim's had slightly more dramatic content, so I'll give them 6 marks, 23 to them and 22 to to Barry and Graham. And now we have one of the most exciting rounds, because this is the one in which I shall ask each member of the team to identify the photograph placed in front of him. Barry Cryer.
This is an original daguerreotype of Mao Tse-tung looking up an old friend.
Correct. Graham Garland.
I have a picture of Morgan Wise shaking Des O'Connor warmly by the throat.
Yes, Bill Oddie?
That looks very like a picture of, it's a giraffe. It's a pair of hands on it. It's either something by Salvador. No, it isn't. It's not. It's Charlie Drake milking a giraffe in the snow. Is that right?
It's not very clear. Can you give me a bit more?
Wearing a trilby.
Yes, giraffe. That's it. Yes,
the giraffe.
Tim Brooke-Taylor.
Well, it's not very clear. I recognise Edward Heath and Harold Wilson, but I don't know the name of the girl or what she's doing.
Can you guess?
That was really what I wanted to know. So, I can't give you a mark for that. Right. Now we go on to our next round, which is tag wrestling. Oh. This is the one where they have to start a story and work towards a punchline, and the opposing team, when I press the buzzer, interrupts, takes up the story and works towards an entirely different punchline, which should be absolutely crystal clear. Now, Bill and Tim, I'm going to give you your punchline. Yes. And it's this. Basil left the crematorium and froze. The notice read, "Elephants are Tuesdays." Right, Barry and Graham, your punchline is, "Don't be a fool, Janet. You know His Highness doesn't smoke onions." It's your turn to start, Barry and Graham. So if you're ready, start your story now, please.
It was a quiet day at Tannock Bray. Dr. Cameron came into the room. "Janet," he said, "the Duke of Edinburgh is coming to take a wee dram with me this afternoon. Make sure he has a nice pipe of tobacco when he arrives. Knock, knock at the door at that moment."
"Our doctor, my name is Basil," he said in a strange, unrecognizable accent. "But I have my sister outside and she keeps elephants and her name is Tuesday."
"I don't want to know about that," he said quickly. "Janet, as I said to you before, you must prepare for His Highness. Prepare something distinctive for him to smoke."
"Got an idea." She continued.
Dr. Cameron said, "Get Barry Cryer out of here with his silly impersonation." "Because I have a patient here whose name is Basil. He doesn't look well. In fact, he's dead. So, take him to the crematorium."
"I do want to know that about that," he replied. "However, His Highness should be here at any moment. Get this Basil out of here."
At this moment, the story takes a pause. "Just to explain to you that Basil has reached the crematorium, but has decided that it is better not to be burnt, but to be frozen."
So he abruptly left the crematorium to go away and think about it. And while sitting on a park bench thinking, he mused about Tannock Bray, and he thought, is the doctor still saying to Janet, lay out something special for the Duke of Edinburgh? Janet, by this time, in his dream, had...
In what?
In his dream.
Oh, in his dream.
In his dream.
Oh,
yes, subtle, yes. In his dream. In his dream, had suddenly thought, what a bad idea this dream is, and woke up.
Used the dream.
And amazingly enough, couldn't remember a single thing. But Basil, meanwhile, in the crematorium, who was dead, wasn't actually dead at all. And the doctor came round and said, what you need, Basil, to make you feel better is a nice...
pipe of onions. But trying to find his pipe of onions, he found that they were lost and mislaid. Hurrying back to the surgery,
he came across the crematorium. Just in time to see Basil leave.
I challenge that. He's just left the crematorium.
Well, he can turn.
All right, he took the wrong road.
I don't want to know about that.
I didn't say it was that crematorium.
No, objection overruled.
Sorry.
Carry
Thank
on, Tim.
Sorry.
Crematorium.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Where Basil was. And Basil...
Wish I hadn't opened my mouth.
He looked over, Basil left the crematorium and froze. The notice read, because you know about Tuesday and her elephants, elephants are Tuesdays. I'll put it another way.
I'd rather you didn't.
Well, he finished.
In a he way, did. They've reached their tagline, but as nobody noticed... I can really give them more than half a mark for that, which puts them half
That's
a mark
clever
behind.
To do it without noticing.
And
not
we come
even
now,
I noticed
we come now to the last game, and this is the point in the programme where I pack up and go home, because the team take over now with their announcements for the arrivals at the television ball. Who wants to start?
First to arrive, Mr. and Mrs. Nation Street and their daughter Cora Nation Street.
Hot followed upon closely that. By her namesake, I'm afraid. So that's one gone.
Mr. and Mrs. Peace, episode 10, and their son Warren Peace, episode
Mr. and Mrs. Wide with Michael Barrett, and their son Nathan Wide with Michael Barrett.
Yes, he was also coming from over here.
But in his place, come Mr. and Mrs. Ick Roundabout, and their daughter, Madge Roundabout.
Mr. and Mrs. Anori and their son Cyril, but look who's that behind him, his brother, Jack Anori.
Yes,
Mr. And from India, Mr. Sami and his father, Dad.
Not to mention their close friends, Mr. and Mrs. Day-Night at the London Palladium. And, of course, their son, Day-Night at the London Palladium.
Mr. and Mrs. Need-in-Line. And their son, Theo Need-in-Line.
Mr. and Mrs. Python's Flying Circus. And their son, Arthur.
Mr. Luke. And Mrs. Knight's viewing on BBC Two, and their daughter, Mandy Knight's viewing on BBC Two.
Mr. and Mrs. Lineup, and their son, Sir Fred, who should have been here half an hour ago. Late Knight's Lineup.
And all the way from Wales, Mr. and Mrs. Knocklock News. Son Nye, Knocklock News.
Welcome to the Welsh party indeed. It's Mr. and Mrs. for a song, and their son Gwyn for a song.
Gwyn, oh God.
Don't for
and
a moment.
And very aptly racing in at the last minute. Mr. and Mrs. Service will be resumed as soon as possible, and their daughter Normal.
And from Russia, Mr. and Mrs. Swirled, and their daughter Tamara Swirled.
And also from Russia, Mr. and Mrs. Svive, and their daughter Polly Svive.
Mrs. Kurzweil and their son Joe. Sorry, Humphrey.
What's the score? Come on.
And Mr. and Mrs. Robinson. And their father, who fell into a sack. Whoops, Baghdad.
The score is Bill and Tim.
Wait a minute. See how we're doing.
Sorry, Hump, you're the
clear
best.
Clear round.
See how you're doing.
Yes. He's very good on the
Bill and Tim have scored 34.
Yes.
And Barry and Graham have scored 8. Which
wait a minute. Can we try to level the score with a late arrival?
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Umentary. And their medical son, Doc Umentary. Yeah.
17 points.
Rapidly followed
a dead heat this
by
week.
The family, by a whole family of Defilman shows. And their parents, Bar and Ma Defilman show.
And from Ireland, Mr. and Mrs. O'Dray and their daughter, Kath. O'Dray. Chew.
That's all. You win.
That's all for this week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Dave Lee setting some of them to music. Production was by John Castles.